Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanishing Outerland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 324, season 13. Today's date is April 14th, 2024, and welcome to the program. Yesterday we had threes, now we got some fours. That's yes, I did another podcast, so I'm doing another podcast today. On today's show, I'm going to talk about my memories of the concert TV series that aired on WTTW TV Channel 11 in Chicago, Soundstage. And I will talk about its history and my memories of watching this program. Ah, that was good times. Mostly from the 1970s. Also, I will talk about Silo Electronic Stores. They were once housed in Marshall Field Stores. They probably were some standalone stores, but I don't think so. I don't remember. So, well, I'll explain further later on in the program. So I'll talk about my memories of that place. Okay. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Pepperidge Farm Pound Cakes. Here's a commercial from 1977. So sit back and relax. And I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
Remember homemade pound cake? Cake so moist and good it didn't need any icing at all? Well, Pepperidge Farm remembers. Their new all-butter pound cake is rich, golden, and plenty moist. There's also new apple walnut cake and chocolate pound. Even carrot cake spiced with nutmeg and cinnamon. All of them so old-fashioned good, they don't need icing at all. Because Pepperidge Farm remembers.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Pepperidge Farm Pound Cakes. Ooh, those flavors sound good. Regular pound cake, apple walnut pound cake, chocolate pound cake, and of course, carrot cake. They're so good. I don't know if the pound cakes are available now. Pepperidge Farm is still around, of course. I love pound cake. It's one of my favorite desserts. Sarah Lee still makes them. Delicious. I know it's fattening. It is. But I can't resist. Of course, they still make Milano cookies, Goldfish. They still make their own cakes, like, for example, chocolate vanilla, chocolate fudge, coconut, lemon, what's that, German chocolate. They also make red velvet, I believe. Yeah, that's great. Not in the old days. They didn't do that. My memory of these wonderful products, there was a store in the suburbs in Oak Lawn. They had a little outlet store, and it was on Southwest Highway. And after church, my mom was driving at the time. She asked us, I'm going to pick up a cake and we'll have it for dessert. And me and my brothers got excited. Sure. And she would pick out one of my favorites was like vanilla frosting. It was a chocolate cake with vanilla frosting. That's so good. And so those are awesome. I love German chocolate. I do. But a lot of people don't like coconut. I love coconut. They still make the cakes. You know, I've seen them stores nearby. My mom buys them once in a while, you know, for special occasions, not like any occasion. You know, I got to watch it. So is everybody else in the family. So far, we had vanilla and lemon. We had that. Not coconut, not yet. So it's a treat. It's a treat to have though. And it's we have it like about twice of that. You know, we take pieces. We have it with your coffee or a glass of milk. And so it's their products are awesome. I love them. I really do. And one of my favorite cookies, of course, Pepperidge Farm has is Milano, you know, with the little chocolate inside. You know, when I worked for American Express Travel, I used to have those hidden in my drawer, in my desk. And my boss, my manager, God rest his soul, you know, he died a few years ago. He loved cookies. And he loved those Milano cookies. And he always asked me, Peter, do you have some Milanos? Yes, I do. And I gave him one. And, you know, that was that's a great memory of him. Still miss him to this day. He was a good man and a great boss. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about the concert TV series Soundstage that aired on WTTW Channel 11 in Chicago. Also, I will talk about the Silo Electronics store. It was really like a department that was located in Marshall Field's stores, you know, the barber stores at the time. I don't know if they were stood-alone stores in the Chicagoland area. Maybe. I think there was one in Fort City. I don't know. Maybe. I don't remember, you know, about that. I do remember in Marshall Field. So I'll talk about that later on. First off, I'm going to talk about a couple things. One, starting tomorrow, I do radiation therapy on my 10th right rib. I have to be there about 10 o'clock in the morning. They change the time. They always do that. This will be 5 days, Monday through Friday. I think Tuesday through Friday is going to be earlier. I have to drive down near the medical center in the city. And it only lasts about half an hour. That's it. And hopefully everything will go well. They will take care of this lesion. You know, they'll zap it out. You know, I've been talking about this. I'm sorry. I've been talking about this many times. And hopefully when it's gone, the PSA will plunge. Everything will be fine. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen next. After that. Maybe take another scan, you know, a CT scan or a PET scan. I don't know. I have no idea. Hopefully. Or take a blood test. We'll see if the PSA goes down. If it goes down to zero or, you know, it starts dropping, then I'm on my way to being cancer-free. That's great. That's great news. We will see. I will see the oncologist in May next month. Of course, I have an operation early May. This is something to do, stretching the scar tissue. And I have a bladder stone, so that's fine. That's an outpatient thing. And hopefully everything will be fine. You know, I get tired of going to the hospital, going to the doctor's office. You know, I want everything to be perfect. As for medications, hopefully I'll stop one of them. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I'll keep you posted. I'll keep you posted, and I always do on my social media accounts, and people want to know. Some people don't want to know. That's another story. That's okay. But they followed my journey, you know, for the past almost 5 years. You know, it'll be like 4.5 years of this terrible disease I have. Because this past week, O.J. Simpson died of prostate cancer. Now we know what he did, and, you know, I don't want to talk about the man. I didn't care for the man. I really do. I didn't like him being sick either, especially with this. But some people forgive him. Some. Not all. Some haven't. Because it's so unfair. You know, it's so unfair. anyway, because his condition was very dire. He was like very advanced. So I don't know if he went to the doctor or he just let it go, probably, you know, like most men do. So we'll see about that. One last thing. Today is a beautiful day. It's going to be in the mid-70s, almost 80. Good time to go for a walk, go outside. I will try to walk, but I'm so tired. I have the fatigue. So, because due to the medications, I stopped taking medication because something with the refill, I need authorization. That was a week ago, but then I resumed and it still makes me tired. So I'll do my best. I'll try for a little walk and then I have to rest. I have to rest. You know, I did that yesterday. Yesterday was really bad. I was just in the afternoon. I had to lie down most of the time. I took a nap and that was like, oh, it was awful. I slept okay, but you know, I had to lie down. I had to. Okay. Enough of that. So just think positive. And I am doing that. I'm doing that. Okay, let's go. We'll talk about Soundstage. Yeah, who remembers this wonderful program that aired on Channel 11 on WTTW TV in Chicago? I'll give you a history of this, and then I will tell you my memories of watching this show. Yeah. And according to Wikipedia, I don't know if it's true, the series originated in 1972 as made in Chicago, and it was taped and broadcast on Channel 11. And it was like a variety show. And it aired that. I don't know what programs they aired during the time, because it initially started in 1974. So the 50th anniversary is sometime in July. So, and they changed it from that to Soundstage. And I think it was live. Yeah, it was live on Channel 11. And I remember when I was little, I watched kids shows then. I watched Sesame Street, The Electric Company, Zoom. I watched that and I saw the promos during those shows. And I watched a few shows. You know, to me, like blues music, I wasn't interested in blues that much, but they had rock music like that. And but I was fascinated about the promos and the singers. So, and then when I got a little older, I did watch a few. Okay. So I'll just tell you what's on the first episode, and it was called the Blue Summit in Chicago. For example, they had Muddy Waters, Willie Dixon, Coco Taylor, Junior Wells, Pine Top Perkins, Buddy Miles, Johnny Winter, and the list goes on and on and on, you know. And that aired on July 1974. Then they booked more musical acts, like for example, during the season one, they had Jose Feliciano, Randy Newman, Harry Chapin. Oh, this is before he died tragically. He did that. Let's see, Bonnie Raitt, Seals and Croft. Now I saw Seals and Croft. That one is on YouTube if you want to care to watch it. They had England Dan and John Ford Corley. I really love to see you tonight, you know. So that's a great song. But Seals and Croft, they churned out some classics, you know, Summer Breeze, Diamond Girl. Oh, that was great. That was wonderful. And Don McLean, you know, bye, bye, Miss America, bye, you know. They did that. Second season, for example, they had Barry Manilow, of course, you know. They had, you know, a lot of jazz artists as well. Benny Goodman, George Benson, like that. Also, other acts were Three Dog Night. One stud out was the Bee Gees with Von Elliman. If you can't have you. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, but this is before the Saturday Night Live. I mean, not Saturday Night Live, Saturday Night Fever. Before that. Okay. They had other ones like that. So I'm not going to read all of them like that. So because it's a long list. But I will tell you what was my favorites at the time. So here we go. One of my favorites was in season four, in 1977, was the Doobie Brothers. I talked to my brother yesterday from California, and I told him I'm going to do a podcast about Soundstage, and he goes, "Oh yeah, I remember this show. I loved it." And my favorite episode was the Doobie Brothers when they performed, and he was right. I watched it too, and it was rerun after that, and they played all their classic hits. Oh, their music was awesome during the 70s, you know, with Michael McDonald they were great. Of course, when you think of the Doobie Brothers on television, the first thing comes to mind is that episode on What's Happening. Of course, you know, when they had the bootleg tape like that. But anyway, back to the soundstage. Yeah, so the Doobie Brothers performed. That I remembered, and that was one of my favorites. I loved that. You know, I really did. Let's see. The other one, my other favorite was Journey. That aired in July 1978. They performed live in that. They played all their good hits, their early hits, you know, like Wheel in the Sky. I think they performed that. I don't know. I didn't watch the whole show. It's on YouTube. I didn't watch the whole show. But they performed the early hits, you know, and that was awesome. That was great. And it was wonderful, you know, and it was great to see a concert. You know, there were other concert TV series in the past. You know, I did about a podcast episode about Midnight Special. I did that as well. And but this aired during the evening, not at midnight. And sometimes it was on Thursday nights, Tuesday nights. I don't know. It depends on the scheduling. But they did rerun it. And so like that. Oh, another favorite I had was Pablo Cruz. Remember that? Love Will Find a Way. I love that song. You know, so they were great. That was wonderful. So, you know, when I was, this was during high school. Maybe some kids were talking about the shows, especially Journey. They were talking about, ooh, they were cool. They were wonderful. The thing is, I don't think there were commercial breaks. I don't remember that. I don't think so. No, there were not. It was not. It was like commercial free, you know. And so that's what's the beauty of this whole thing compared to Midnight Special. They had commercials. It was on network television. Of course, PBS is network, you know, but it's public television. So they continued to air until 1985. Okay. The last show they did was the 10th anniversary special, and it was hosted by Dionne Warwick. But it doesn't say what acts were there. Maybe they showed a retrospective or clips of the show. Maybe. I don't know. They did that. And then the show returned years later. Yeah, years later. And it was a new series. And it aired on March 2003. And the first show was Lyle Lovett, Randy Newman, and Mark Isham. And I didn't see it. I didn't watch it. So, and they added more acts, you know, during that. And then season two started 2004. And it continued up until 2018. But there were fewer acts. So they aired just a month or so. Or it was sporadic like that. And then it, yeah, like I said, so 2018 was the last one. You know, that was about 5 months ago, I think, no, not five, six, excuse me. So it was six. And then I don't know if they're going to do any more. I have no idea. No clue. Maybe we'll see about that. Anyway. So some of these shows are on DVD. If you'd like to purchase, I think you can go to the website of Channel 11 in Chicago, or you can find it on eBay if you'd like, or watch it on YouTube at your pleasure. You could do that. And, so that'd be kind of fun. But I watched most of it, the Your Journey one, and that was great. That was great. It was like reliving when I was a kid, because I love Journey. I love their music. I always have. You know, Steve Perry, awesome singer. Yeah, but I hope he's doing well. Yeah, so those are great memories. Great memories indeed. Okay. All right, right now I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'll talk about Silo Electronics, okay? So I'll be right back, folks. Thank you. Okay, everyone, I'm back from a quick break. Now, I'm going to talk about Silo Electronics. I'll start at the beginning, of course. You know, this was founded in 1947. By a man, his name was Sidney Cooper, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's not a Chicago company. And here's the funny part where they got the name. I'm sorry, where he got the name of Silo. His wife's name was Lorraine. So they took the first two letters of Sidney and Lorraine, combined it together, and you, voila, you have Silo. Makes sense. And in the beginning, it was not a retail store. It was like a door-to-door installment business. And so he opened his first store in 1951 in Philadelphia. Yeah. And then it just took off, you know. And then it just expanded, and then it opened, and then they had two warehouses in Buffalo, New York, and New Orleans, Louisiana. And in the 70s, they opened one in Denver, one in Arizona, like that. And it just spread, you know, it continued to spread like that. And, like that. And then it just came to Chicago. Now, in Chicago, I think it came about the late 80s, you know, like about 88, 89. But the interesting part of this was, they opened in Marshall Fields in the electronics section. And they opened it, of course, on State Street and then on other locations in the Chicagoland area. And they advertise any electronics, like, for example, stereos, CD players, televisions. Let's see what else. Computers, telephones, answering machines. Whatever they had. Walkmans. They did that. VCRs. Yeah, at the time, this is before DVDs. So I don't know if there were standalone stores. I don't remember. I think I remember someone mentioned that it was near Fort City, you know, on the South Side of Chicago. Maybe there was. I don't remember that. No, I don't think so. Someone could, you know, if someone does, fine. But it was all located in the Marshall Field stores, like, for example, you know, State Street, Water Tower, Old Orchard, Woodfield, Oakbrook, River Oaks, Fox Valley, Hawthorne, Stratford Square, and Park Forest. Some of those, the malls are gone or they changed, you know. And, you know, it seemed like a nice thing. I remember walking in one in Oakbrook. Went there one day in the early 90s. And I was looking around. It looked kind of cool, you know, with the TV sets lined up. and also the CD players, you know. And they did have computers. I didn't pay much attention to computers, you know, because I was a computer geek. So that's what I remember. Of course, cordless telephones, they had that. Then later on, there was some trouble. And it just, I think competition, you know, killed it. And then I think Fretter, if you remember, Fretter bought the company, I believe. I believe they did. And then there were some other stores, like, for example, Circuit City, Best Buy. Best Buy is still here. Circuit City went out of business, but I think they came back in as an online store, I think, as far as this last time I heard. And then at the end of 1995, it closed. All the stores, all of them. Not just in Chicago, all over the country, you know. And the so they were all closed. They started closing, and then it was then it ceased to exist about maybe a few months later in 1996. So that was that. Okay. So right now I'm going to play a commercial from 1986. Silo Electronics. Listen to the guy at the end of the commercial. You'll recognize his voice. If you don't recognize him, I will tell you who it is. I'll give you a hint. He was on Saturday Night Live. Okay. So if you're right, that's great. If you're not, then I'll tell you, you know, like I said, I'll tell you who that guy is. All right. So here's a commercial from 1986, Silo Electronics. When I come back, I will wrap up the show. Okay. Thanks, everyone.
A humongous sale Saturday only at Silo.
I'm cutting my braces.
Who cares? Saturday only, Silo has a Sony 20-inch monitor receiver remote color TV cut down to $4.99.
I'm cutting my prices to the bone.
Keep cutting. And get a Magnavox VHS VCR with 11-function remote for just $2.88. Oh. And a Sharp half-pint electronic touch microwave, only $1.38.
That's great. Let me have it.
There you go. And there's more where that came from at Silo's humongous sale Saturday only, a great spot for a picnic.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Silo Electronics. The man who spoke at the end at the commercial was none other than Phil Hartman. Oh, yeah, he was a very talented man from Saturday Night Live. He did voices on The Simpsons. He died tragically in 1994, I believe, 93, 94, around that time. Oh, that was awful. Terrible news. What a waste. Yeah, you know, that was. I wish he was still here. he was one. You know, he was very unique. You know, like that. So that's it for the show. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about the concert TV series Soundstage that aired on WTTW Channel 11 in Chicago. Also. Silo Electronics stores, also in Chicago. My memories of both things that I mentioned. So that was an interesting show. Okay. There'll be no podcast Tuesday because I'm going for radiation therapy. So there's no time. So I'll do another one next weekend. Okay. So this podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, not Google Podcasts, are gone. Amazon Music, Spotify, if you have a Spotify account. Also, it'll be on my blog, www.vanishchicagoland.blog. You can click on it. It'll take you right there, and you can listen. Also, it'll be on my YouTube channel. Again, people ask me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? You can find it on YouTube. Type in my name or my channel, my YouTube channel, that is, Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Click on subscribe, and you're all set. You will get notifications of new episodes. Also, if you like to listen to previous episodes, help yourself on any device you have. Another thing I want to mention, it's free. Yeah, I don't charge anything, so just do that. Also, be sure on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, Blue Sky, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. If you click on the link, it'll take you right there. Okay. So, so I'll take a break for this week. I won't do another one this weekend, just like I mentioned before. You know, it'll be fine. But I got to focus on my health. I got to get rid of, take care of this. Okay. So this is Pete Costanis, your host of Anne Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. It's a gorgeous day. I mentioned that earlier as well. You know, try to enjoy it. You know, the rest of the week is kind of, it's up and down. It's fine. But it's April. It's April, so that's good. It'll be fine. Okay, so here's bye-bye for me, and here's a little traveling music with Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.